Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a school of thought that for some people, the gym has replaced the pub. Yes, really. What's wrong with young people? Porrick Wilson McCarthy is here to explain. Porrick, what the hell's going on?
I don't know, Sean. Is it something wrong or is it something right?
I'm leaning towards wrong.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose there's definitely room for a balance there, you know, but I have noticed it, particularly amongst Gen Z, actually, that it tends, like a lot of people are turning from going out and going to the gym instead. I suppose the most obvious reason, I mean, you can get a gym membership now for the same price, for a month, for the same price as a round of drinks, you know?
Right. Okay, fair enough.
But I think people are definitely, like, look, Gen Z, they're known for being the most healthy generation. I think we're they're way more aware, I suppose, of what they're putting into their body.
That's true, but they're young. So by default, they're the healthiest generation.
Yeah, I guess so. But also in their choices, you know. I know from my own experience, like a lot of my friends are turning to sobriety and deciding that they don't want to drink at all. And I suppose with that, a lot of them tend to head to the gym instead. Mm. They can be a bit insufferable when you wake up on a Sunday morning and they've already got their workout done.
Yeah, so would people of a Friday night say, I'm going to go down to the gym and do whatever people do in the gym.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, gyms are open to late, like very late now, you know. And I've often been in the gym myself on a Friday evening. If I'm working at the weekend and I have nothing else on, I might leave it till the Friday evening. And it would be as busy as it would be on a Friday afternoon. You know, they're increasing. The only issue with that is it can be annoying when you're in the gym and you can't get to a machine or anything like that because they are so busy.
Right. And so would they be noisy places? Is there music thumping and all that kind of stuff?
There is, right? But I mean, the majority of people are going to have headphones in, they're going to be listening to their own music anyway. I think the beauty of the gym for a lot of people is it's that time where you can go somewhere on your own, you can put your headphones in. It's almost mindfulness in a way because you're distracted from your phone. You're doing that physical, you're doing something physical that doesn't allow you to get to that bored space where you just pick up your phone and you start to scroll. Yeah. Plus, we know that there's so much advantages to exercise as well. So it can only be a good thing if people are spending more time in the gym.
Would you, if you were in the pub, would you not be distracted from your phone as well?
You could be.
But you do see people in pubs looking at their phones and talking to each other.
Yeah, I'm guilty of it myself.
And you go, what's the point of going out at all with people? But would a gym be a social space in that sense? In the way people go, generally speaking, out to a pub or a coffee shop or whatever to kind of commune with others and talk to them and that kind of thing.
I think gym like culture has just exploded here over the last couple of years in particular. And like, you know, you always see it as something solitary that you go and, you know, you can put in your headphones, as I said, and listen to some music and be on your own, which I love doing because it gives me a break from everyone, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, what we've seen now is the rise in like community gyms where people go to meet other people and they train with other people. So, for example, you'd have gym classes or you'd have like small group training where like it might be four or five people in there with the PT. It's a little bit cheaper because it's not one to one, but you are socialising as well. And then outside of the gym, because obviously, look, the gym isn't for everyone. What we've seen a rise in is, and I think I've often said you can't go to the park without being trampled on at the moment with the run clubs that are going on, but they're actually a really good thing. You know, you're going out, you're getting your activity, you're meeting like-minded people as well. And then most of these run clubs end up in a coffee and a croissant afterwards. So it's actually a lovely way of meeting other people as well.
Mm. You know? So would you, when the gym you go to, like, do you know other people at the gym? Do you have friends who go there or have you made friends?
Yeah, totally. Like when I'm originally from Cork and I used to go to a gym called Alpha, which was very much community based, and they run events, like they used to do games and like nights. They'd even bring you to the pub sometimes and go on like nights out. And then when I moved to Dublin, I found it quite difficult. But I, through like meeting other people, found some people who are going to the gym that I go to now, and I sometimes we'll go with them. So like, for example, this morning I went with a friend, we went to the gym together, we worked out, we got a shake afterwards. But like maybe tomorrow,
you got a what afterwards?
Like a
oh, they, I see, yeah, right, like okay. I thought there was some sort of gym procedure where they shake you.
No, nothing like that. Just like getting a coffee afterwards.
Yeah.
Whereas tomorrow I might go on my own and just take that hour out of my day where I'm just on my own, in my own thoughts, which isn't always a good thing, but it's always an opportunity as well to, like I said, listen to a podcast, listen to some music and just switch off.
Yeah. And you'll come back to work then of a Monday and you won't be feeling any ill effects of a hangover
This is it, you see. I suppose people as well, they tend to go to the gym. I suppose first and foremost, it's kind of a vanity thing. You know, people want to look better. But actually what I've realised over a period of time is I don't really care about that as much. It's just you get such a rush of like endorphins and you feel so much better afterwards, and actually even your mind is clearer. So when you do go back to work, you feel a little bit better. Less groggy than you would if you were in the pub, for certain.
Are gyms nice places? I mean, like etiquette-wise? Because you hear all these stories and like people can be rude in them.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's finding the gym that suits you as well. You know, I have been in places where it's been worse than others. And I think gym etiquette is a conversation for a full segment, actually. Like, I think similar to cinema etiquette, actually, which I think has gone through the floor as well, where people are using their phones and speaking out loud when you're watching the thing. I think in the gym, when they're busy, they can be places where it can be a bit stressful. You find yourself queuing when you want to just get in and get out, you know, and people leave stuff lying around and stuff. But it's not every gym.
Okay, do people use their phones in the gym? Like, as in, are they taking pictures of themselves?
So this there's been a huge rise in that. And what a lot of people have done now, and I suppose it comes with social media, is there's a ban on this, actually. So, like, a lot of gyms are like no phone zones. Or if you are going to take a photo, just make sure there's no one else in it. I know that there's a gym that I go to sometimes and they've no tripods, because what they were getting was they were getting like fitness people coming in, setting up a tripod, filming their whole workout. And like a lot of the people, like this is like their business and stuff. But what was happening was they were taking up so much space with their tripod. And also they were filming people in the background who were actually, you know, because people can be vulnerable in gyms. You know, they can be going in somewhere, they could be feeling self-conscious, and the last thing they want is to be somewhere and then find that they're in the background of a viral video, you know?
Without any kind of permission or anything.
Exactly.
As well.
That's it. GDPR and etc.
Somebody says, gyms are safe as a female runner in winter. I often do a lot of my sessions after work in the treadmill instead of in the... Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. That's a completely fair point. But you don't find people who like go to the gym and then they'll go to the pub afterwards because they kind of balance
out. That's balance. Look, I'm guilty of it myself. I've often done it. You know what I mean? Get the workout in early and you can have your fun afterwards.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, have you ever heard of Dean Martin?
I've heard of Dean Martin.
Yeah. Dean Martin was an actor and singer from a million years ago. Dean Martin famously said he feels sorry for people who don't drink, because when they wake up in the morning, that's as good as they're going to feel.
He might have a point.
Thanks a million for coming into us today. Sean. That was Pádraig Wilson McCarthy there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.